Welcome to Tool World. We're your hosts. I'm Gordon Ju.
And I'm David Ju, and we're here to discuss everything about IGF patterns. If you're interested in learning more, make sure to like the podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Tool World podcast. I'm your host, David Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju.
And Master Ju is also the co-host.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, I'm here with Mr. Ju. Okay,
anyways,
we'll call him the host.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'm just host, David Ju.
That's the way it started out anyway.
Right. Anyways,
you need to have someone to talk to.
Yeah, I'm all ears over here. I was watching this video, and it was a video with General Che, and he was talking about the low pushing block in Yonggae.
Okay.
And
how's the audio quality?
Not too good. And he was kind of saying about like, oh, when I come around and I slide backwards, he wanted the hands to push forward.
Right.
Push into it.
Right.
But my question for that is, because it's coming in a circular fashion, shouldn't the hands go to the side? Because I'm like swinging it around, so it's coming around. Like, where is this pushing forward motion coming in?
Yeah, so that's a good question, because pushing blocks in general are performed in a circular motion,
mm-hmm.
right? So let's use an example of the low pushing block in Taegae.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the final position, really isn't that just a low double forearm block?
Yeah, right.
Like in Yogo, except it's down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you do that technique, let's just take a look at the double forearm block. When you do that technique, it's more a straight line. So you don't do the circular motion. It just comes straight across. And it, in a way, it's actually kind of moving forward,
mm-hmm.
is really what's happening, right?
Okay.
But circular blocks are performed in the circular motion to kind of soften it up a little bit. It's not that straight line destruction kind of a concept.
You're saying circular blocks as in not these circular block, but moving the hands in a circular motion?
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
So moving the hands in a certain, it is kind of confusing, but let's not confuse it with a circular block. And we could talk about that too. But the pushing block is performed in a circular motion, and the arm or the blocking tool moves forward. What I really think it is, it's similar to the regular block itself. So you could do a knife hand guarding block in a circular motion, but that would be a pushing block with a knife hand.
Hmm.
Okay, but the technique still has to go, it still has to move kind of forward and to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, that's why it needs to move kind of forward, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And the reason why I don't want to confuse circular block, because circular blocks are performed in a circular motion, but it's a circular motion and it doesn't push forward. You're blocking one technique, maybe blocking the low and then maybe a middle, but it's not.
They're going more side to side.
They're more like side to side.
Come across first,
right.
To the side and then to the side.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you, again, take it back to, let's say, knife hand guarding block, how do you execute that technique? That arms wind up and then it moves forward. A regular knife hand guarding block moves back and then it moves forward in a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I do a pushing block with a knife hand, I would make this kind of a circular motion and then it would go out. But I would say the last part of the technique is very similar to just a regular knife hand guarding block.
Mm-hmm.
It would still move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of hard for those that are listening on the podcast because it's not you can't visualize it. You have to visualize it. You can't see it as mm-hmm. opposed to seeing it on video.
Yeah, they should have just watched the YouTube.
They should use the watch the YouTube.
Although I don't think we're giving much more demonstration either.
Well, I guess it looks like if I was doing a knife hand guard block, like this, it goes straight forward. When I do that pushing block, I did that circle, but I also pushed it forward.
Okay. So, I mean, what is the point
about... You could see that.
Well, I could see that. Yeah, I could see that. So what's the point about making this circular motion?
Well, yeah, the circular motion isn't that kind of wind up. I mean, in a way it does, but I think it's really performed more like as a pushing motion or a, it's not a destruction type of technique.
A lot of times in the encyclopedia, you see where it has like an arrow and it goes all the way around. Does pushing box necessarily have to make a full circle, or could I just take a small section where I'm like, let's say I'm doing the low pushing block and it starts like back here and it's rounded in its movement.
Just still, a little movement.
But it's just like, you see, instead of coming around like this, right, how much are we gonna actually make of a circle?
I say natural.
Natural.
You know, that's a good question too, because like when you perform in Jungun, the rare foot stance, and you do this upward block, and the hand is actually performed in a circular motion, is that a pushing block or is it just an upward block with the palm? Mm-hmm. Because it is performed in a circular type of movement.
Right, but it has a pop at the, more like a pop type
Well,
of
I
technique.
Teach it the way with a pop. Right. I don't know if everyone does it that way.
But then that become like a scooping block.
Then it looks like a scooping block. Mm-hmm. But why does it create the circle? Why does it create, why is there a circular movement? And the reason why it really is created is because your hand is up. Mm-hmm. Maybe my palms are kind of facing halfway down, if you understand what I'm saying. But my hands are up as I'm relaxed is what I'm doing. As I move, once I finish the first technique, I relax my arm, my elbows and my knees are slightly bent. And so my hands might actually be pointing, my palms might be pointing more towards the ground. Mm-hmm. And so when I execute this technique, in order to do that, I have to create this circular movement to get to that point. Mm. So, because sometimes we see students take their hand and they drop it down and then they bring it up,
right,
which is incorrect for the pattern. Not to say you couldn't do that, but why wouldn't you do that? Well, it's because you generally just don't drop your hands.
Right.
You should just keep, the technique should go from where your hand is. I talked about this in our class the other day. Why do we always punch from the belt? Well, that's a good resting place for a lot of techniques, but in between movements, really, your body should be relaxed. Your elbows should be slightly bent, your knees should be slightly bent. So the hand shouldn't just be at the belt, it might actually come up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then it should just go back and then forward. But sometimes we see like in Dangun, where your arm says from in the twin outer forearm block, and they bring their hand all the way to the belt, and then they execute the punch. Mm-hmm. And I would say, well, that's just really a wasted amount of energy. It should just go back and then forward.
Right.
Not today, anyway.
Well, thanks for jumping in, and thanks for listening. As always, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Taekwon.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
We hope that you enjoyed it. We hope to see you next time.